Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 15.
1 John 4, verse 1 to 4. Dear planet shakers, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them.
Yes.
Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
Amen.
And the church said, amen.
Yes, amen. You know, people get scared of this warning, I suppose. And so we do have people in our world that are, you know, everybody's an antichrist and, you know, everyone's a false prophet. Let's not go there. But this is something that can really intimidate the church, that there is a spirit of antichrist in the world. But this scripture should encourage us, because greater is he that is in us. Come on, guys. Don't be intimidated by the fact that there is an antichrist spirit. Sorry, ran out of breath. But we have the victory over this spirit. Like, we even have it with different decisions that are made in the leadership areas of our little world that we live in, and the position we are here in this particular area. You know, we've got people that are making all sorts of decisions within the education system or within the legal system that is anti-God, anti-Christ, anti the anointing, anti the word of God. And so that can sometimes really unsettle us as Christians, but we're not to be unsettled by this because, hey, we've got the one who's overcome everything inside of us, and he will help us. We're not to be intimidated by words either. You know, people can say all sorts of things. Don't let these words get in.
Great.
Sometimes I think, you know, just turn off the news.
Amen.
Ignorance is bliss, right? Who cares what people are saying about us and the church and this, that, and the other, and whatever church at the moment is having a documentary spread around about them. Oh, don't believe the lies of the enemy and people's rumors and gossip. Just allow the Spirit of God to instruct you, help you, encourage you, help you overcome all of this yapper.
Yeah.
I say that quite often, don't I?
That's good. Keep it coming.
Yapper.
Yeah.
Ew. Don't listen.
I think it's great. It's an encouragement to discernment.
Yeah.
And because, you know, and I don't want this to turn into a debate or conspiracy theory, so I'm trying to be careful how I communicate this. But,
Let's go.
there are like even Christian principles that get hijacked. And people use language to communicate or advocate for something that is anti-God and anti the anointing. That's what antichrist is. Christ is the anointed one. So against the anointed one. And you can hijack words like love or, you know, different things. And what John is saying here, 2,000 years ago, mind you, is he's saying, got to be discerning. It's like, don't believe
everything
that just sounds pretty and sounds good. If it acknowledges Jesus as Lord, then fantastic. And if not, don't worry about it. Let's focus on what we have in here.
I was
encouraged over a beautiful conference. Our preacher was talking about, you know, so many people can stand there and talk about what's wrong with the darkness.
Well,
of course.
Of course
we know what's wrong with the darkness. Why do we have to focus so much time talking about what's wrong with it? Let's shine a light. That's what we're called to do. So
you're in the light business.
We're in the light business.
But how good is that?
That's so right.
Exactly right. The spirit that is in us is greater than the spirit that's in the world. We're not inferior. You know, like, we're not boxed into a corner and defensive, because you can get, I think, especially in the season, you know, in our society, everything that we're in, it's like it's easy to feel on the defense. Yeah. We've got to, you know, in Christianity. No, yes. We're taking ground because the spirit that's in us is greater.
Yep. Yes.
And the spirit that's in the world, the atmosphere that's in the world, it can feel overwhelming. It can feel dominant.
Yes.
But it's not. It is inferior. Yes, that is an inferior spirit. We have the very Spirit of God.
Yes.
And He is greater than. And so it's not that we walk around confidence in ourselves, but we should have such confidence when they can't come up with solutions, we have unlimited access to the solution bringer. Yes. You know, we have creativity. We have everything because we have the Spirit of God.
Totally.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.